Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Steve Norton. And joining us today from Riverwalk Retirement, General Manager Jolynn Whitten. Hello, Jolynn.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. And joining us on the telephone today, dementia expert Karen Tyrell. How are you, Karen?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, we are speaking about Riverwalk Retirement Residence today. It is located at 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. That's actually the presentation center. Number 104, 2424 4th Street in Mission. It's open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, and the residence itself is just up the road from the presentation center. The phone number is 403-271-7244. Jolynn, you guys are very proud of the presentation center, aren't you?
Oh, we are. It's a great way to come in and see what a suite in our residence would look like. We've decked out the suites to look, the show suite to look exactly like our suite in our independent living would look. We're only a block away from the building, so we can walk down, take a look at that as well. We're looking forward to moving into the building in March and April, and we'll be able to show suites there as well.
And so far, it's been very well received. You guys have a lot of people ready to move in.
It has. We're about 80% reserved in our independent living. We also offer assisted living and memory care, and we're just opening up for reservations of those now.
And we're going to speak about the memory care and the assisted living in detail just a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. Right now, we want to talk a little bit more about the building itself. It's beautiful.
It's stunning. So we're looking at a 12-story building with floor-to-ceiling windows in all the suites. So depending on what kind of view a person likes, they can pick the side of the building, whether they want city view, mountain view, prairie view, river view. We've got, just stunning fixtures inside. It's very elegantly decorated. And we have all the amenities. Theater room, game room, fitness room, a phenomenal bistro on our main floor that actually has an outdoor patio, a raised outdoor patio. It's beautiful. The building itself, I was just in there yesterday, and it is stunning. I'm so excited about it.
And what a great neighborhood. Mission is just a fantastic spot for this residence.
Yeah, you look at a lot of retirement residents are out in the suburbs, and you go there and you don't leave. Our residence, Riverwalk, is set right in the heart of Mission. So walk out the door. You've got, I think we counted them, 92 steps to the river pathways. You've got Safeway, all the coffee shops you might want all along the street there, trendy restaurants, all sorts of medical clinics. Everything is just steps away from the residence. So we really see our residents living life outside the building as much as they are inside the building.
And that's important, especially with those in memory care and assisted care. And again, we'll talk about this more later, but they too have opportunities to leave the building with groups and have some outside time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Our Fit for Life walking program we'll be doing for those who can and it's appropriate. We will be, doing lots of walks outside on the river, all sorts of outdoors, getting out, taking our bus to different venues.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that Riverwalk Retirement is about 80% sold out. What has the response been from those preparing to call Riverwalk home?
It's been great. It's been really great. I think people really appreciate our resident-centric approach to care. Verve operates a Riverwalk retirement residence, and we're very resident-centric, and people really respond to that. We truly believe that residents, independence is incredibly important to residents, and so our programming, our lifestyle choices are very personalized and set up so that people actually gain independence moving in versus losing independence.
Now, this is rarely a decision one person makes to move into a retirement residence. There's family involved. Mm-hmm. There's caregivers involved. What do family members and other visitors to the residence think of the building?
Same excitement, the same excitement. They like it too. They like the location that mom and dad are really close and they can just pop down and see them. We're so central to everything. The fact that we also really embrace families and our staff are there to support residents and families as they go through this journey. We don't move them in and then forget about them. We are with our residents and staff every step of the way. We do call it the Riverwalk family. We consider our residents, their families, our staff to all be part of the Riverwalk family. And we are all together in this journey from the beginning until way past move-in.
Now, Riverwalk Retirement Residence, once again, is located at 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. The presentations, that's the presentation center address. It's number 104. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. We really encourage you to stop into the presentation center. It's very well laid out. It's exceptionally well done. And any question you could possibly want answered could be answered there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, the website as well is excellent, very well laid out, riverwalkretirement.com. You can take a look at that. And I did some perusing on this here the other day, looked at the pictures of the different residences, some of the views. And as I scrolled down a little bit, I saw the menu selection. So I took a look at the menu selection for Riverwalk residents. And if I may, let's just take a really quick look at some of the samples on that menu. Chef-inspired meals, which change daily. Here's just a taste of some of the menu offerings. For lunch, tomato dill soup, Southwest turkey burger with sweet potato fries and assorted desserts. Dinner, spinach dip with pita bread, baby back ribs with apple butter barbecue sauce, roasted mini potatoes, vegetables, and for dessert, the two happiest words in the English language, raspberry cheesecake.
Yeah.
That's just a sample. And if you actually look at that menu, I don't think over the 2 week sample it repeated itself.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And one of the wonderful things about Riverwalk is that our food offerings don't just come in our dining room where there are two offerings of on every meal, but we also have this bistro that I've been talking about where people can come from 11 to 7 and get pub fare. You can bring the grandkids and get chicken fingers. You can bring your daughter, son, have a charcuterie board with wine and your beverage of choice. So lots and lots of choice there. And then our memory care and assisted living have their own private dining rooms where meals are exceptional. The residents can help take part in preparing those meals as well. And so we have lots of dining options, latte stations where people can grab a coffee and sit and chat.
And lots of places to visit. There's a pub. As you said, there's the outdoor deck, which I would imagine we'll see a lot of in the summertime, especially. Mm-hmm. That place is going to be packed. Mm-hmm. Now, the activity calendar is also jammed from 9:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. There is always something going on. What are some of the activities you think the residents are going to enjoy?
Yeah, so our activity program is we're so proud of it. There's so many options for residents, and it's everything from art classes to music, live music, to outings, to volunteerism. We have found that our Riverwalk family really want to get out in the community and volunteer. So there's standing weekly volunteering opportunity where they'll be doing things like that. Games, all sorts of fitness classes. Our fitness classes are hugely popular. Go for Life walking class, which we know will be quite popular as well. So it depends on, you know, whatever a person's interest is, they'll be able to find their place in our activity program.
And there are so many different activities. I just perused it quickly. Exercise programs, movies, karaoke, painting, card games, dancing, cooking, and so many more things. And as I mentioned before, there are excursions outside of the residence that people could take, and they're guided, and they're obviously very safe and very secure.
We have an absolutely beautiful kitchen in our club. We call it the club. Absolutely beautiful kitchen where we'll be doing lots of cooking classes, lots of hands-on, things like that.
We're talking with JoLynn Whidden. She's the GM from Riverwalk Retirement Residence. Dementia expert Karen Tyrell will be joining us a little bit later on for some in-depth talk about our family members living with dementia, living with Alzheimer's. Riverwalk Retirement Residence is located at number 104, 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. It's open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, and you can phone them at 403-271-7244. We'll be right back with more Talk to the Experts on QR Calgary. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Steve Norton, and joining us today, JoLynn Whidden, GM from Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and dementia expert Karen Tyrell. Karen is a consultant, educator, author, and advocate, and founder of Personalized Dementia Solutions Incorporated. Her website is www.dementiasolutions.ca. Riverwalk Retirement is located at number 104, 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. It's open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Give them a call, 403-271-7244. We were chatting about the building a little bit before we went for our break, Jolynn. Tell us about the building itself. What innovations are in the building that set it apart?
Yeah, our development team has done just a phenomenal job with innovations in this building. The list goes on and on, but to start, we're geothermal. So that means our sidewalks are heated, so that's going to be great in the winter. We have floor-to-ceiling windows. We've built the base of it well off the ground. So when you walk in, you go upstairs or you take a little lift, so that should there be flooding, because we know we're by the river, it shouldn't affect us. We have a submersible generator, four elevators banked in the middle of the building. It is a solid concrete building, so noise is not an issue. Each suite has the ability to be cooled or heated 365 days a year. And again, I did talk about those views, the phenomenal views.
And this isn't the first building that Verve has built, is it?
No. We have a long history. We operate well over 30 properties across Canada, ranging in all levels of care from independent to memory care.
Very exciting time for Riverwalk Retirement residents. They're just about getting ready to open. There are three levels of care in Riverwalk Retirement: independent living, assisted living, and memory care.
That's right.
Okay, now let's bring Karen in here for a couple of moments. Karen, where independent
Hi.
Living is concerned, we know what that is. People, they've decided, you know what? I don't want the big house. I don't want to deal with the condo anymore. I just want to come in. I want to relax and let everybody take care of me. Now, let's talk assisted living, though, and memory care. January, incidentally, is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And with memory care and with assisted living, for sure, we're now talking about family members that may be living with dementia or Alzheimer's. How important, and really, when it comes to safety and security, it doesn't matter what residence you're in, that has to be paramount.
Absolutely, whether it's in their own home or in a community like Riverwalk, safety is so important. But also the idea of trying to maintain independence for as long as possible.
Now, before the break, we were talking about some of the excursions, and it's important to note that Riverwalk offers excursions for those living with dementia and living with Alzheimer's. They are encouraged to go out and participate in the community.
I think that's fantastic. I love that concept. You know, unfortunately, there are misperceptions about dementia and about people living with symptoms of dementia. A lot of people think that they're not capable of actually living life anymore, but that's so wrong. We have to understand that there are many different types of dementia, and there's going to be many different phases or stages of their journey. And therefore, we need to work with the person in that stage and ability that they're in. And a lot of people think that, oh, life is almost over for them, but it's not. I can give you 100 examples of people who are still thriving with a diagnosis of dementia, even 10 years later, still doing really well in the community.
When is the best time to start talking about transitioning into a place like Riverwalk Retirement?
So if we're talking about a progressive type of dementia, there's a variety of different types. Alzheimer's disease is a very, very slow progressive type of dementia. Now, when we're noticing changes, usually in the first 2 to 4 years, it's mainly the earlier stages where people are still getting by, doing really well on their own, and they're doing a little tricks to keep them not making as many mistakes, and they're getting support with technology to help them out. But when things do start to get a little bit more challenging, that's when it's time to look at more options. And let's throw the options on the table. And perhaps a place like Riverwalk may be the perfect option for some of these individuals. It will be an individualized decision. Like every person will be different. Every dementia is different. Every type of brain changes could be more in one region of the brain and not so much the other region of the brain. So it's really a tailored approach, and putting in the ideas in place that will help them. And from what I'm learning about Riverwalk, I'm so excited. hearing the philosophies that they have and hearing about the opportunities to really make life a good one for every stage of dementia or every type of dementia is really makes me so happy to hear.
When is the best time to broach the topic, having someone move into assisted living? What's the best way to approach it?
Now, there's also another challenge because some people know they have memory changes. And, you know, we can gently bring it up to them. Well, we're noticing you're having troubles with this now. What are your thoughts on having somebody else do all the cooking, you know, a chef do all the cooking for you? We can gently start that conversation, just planting the seed. But there are some people, unfortunately, who really believe they have nothing wrong with them. They don't have any symptoms of dementia at all. And so it becomes a little bit more challenging for those individuals. But families should speak to someone, whether it's a representative at Riverwalk or someone like myself, to come up with those creative solutions on how we can encourage them to try this new living environment. It's going to, again, have to be tailored. But gently talking about how, you know, friends are really enjoying their place that they're at for retirement living and how it's just so much easier and there's so much fun and there's so many more people to meet. And you can keep your independence. You can still go out. You're not locked in. So it's trying to fight back on those myths that tend to come up about senior living.
We're going to speak a little bit more about dementia and Alzheimer's specifically after the break. When people come to visit the Presentation Center, JoLynn, and again, the Presentation Center is located at 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission, open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. When they come in, I'm sure there are a lot of questions about this very topic. How does your staff help and aid in this transition?
Yeah, so we really get to know the family and the resident. That's super important for us, that we get to know each person is individual, as Karen said, and we really look at what the circumstances are, and then we look at what we might be able to offer them. So our memory care is set in a household environment. It's 15 people. It's very intimate. It's in a home-like environment that does not look institutional at all. You're not going to see any long hallways with locked doors at the end of it. You're going to see beautiful dining room and living spaces and short hallways and beautifully appointed suites that look like home. And so we really look at how the person might thrive in that environment and then how we might support. And again, with each person, it's different. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not a everybody gets up at 8 o'clock and gets dressed. It is really tailored to the individual. And so an example might be if we have a resident who loves dogs, we'll be bringing dogs in, you know, things like that.
And we'll be speaking more about this specifically. And as Karen said, with dementia, there's no one size fits all. Everybody is different. Everybody is affected differently. We're speaking with JoLynn Whitten. She's the GM of Riverwalk Retirement Residence and dementia expert Karen Tyrell. Riverwalk Retirement Residence, riverwalkretirement.com. You can visit the Presentation Center at 104 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. Open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. And the residence itself is just up the road a block or so from the Presentation Center. And you can give them a call, 403-271-7244. Their wonderful staff would love to hear from you, 403-271-7244. We'll be right back with Talk to the Experts on QR Calgary. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Steve Norton. And joining us today, JoLynn Whitten, General Manager from Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and dementia expert Karen Tyrell. Riverwalk Retirement Residence is located at number 104, 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. That's actually the Presentation Center. The actual residence is located just about a block up the road. The Presentation Center is open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. You could give them a call at 403-271-7244. They would absolutely love to have you come by. You can also check out the website at riverwalkretirement.com. There are all kinds of things to check out on that website, including sample menus and a lot of the activities that are provided for residents of Riverwalk Retirement. Karen Tyrell is a dementia consultant. She's an educator, author, and advocate, and founder of Personalized Dementia Solutions. Her website is www.dementiasolutions.ca. She wrote the book, Cracking the Dementia Code, Creative Solutions to Cope with Changed Behaviors. Karen, we often think of dementia and Alzheimer's as a disease of the mind, but it's also a disease of the body. And what does Riverwalk offer in their environment to help residents feel at home and feel comfortable?
Well, studies have shown that the built environment for people affected by symptoms of dementia is so important, that environment. And from what I've noticed from the plans of Riverwalk, they have hit that. They made sure that they did not have those long hallways. And they also made sure there are activity ideas and focus points for people, rather than having them feel lost or not sure what to do. So I'm really excited to see the outcome of when people are actually living there at the Riverwalk, because that environment, the familiar environment, non-hospital-like, make it feel as much as home as possible. These are the focus that they're doing. And Verve actually comes with a great track record, because I was involved with the development team for the very first Dementia Village in Canada. So they know their stuff. And I love that they have that outdoor environment that the people who will be living on that memory care floor will have access to at any point. I remember working in care homes in the past where all the back doors and all the patios were locked all the time. But from what I gather, the Riverwalk will keep that outdoor walking space, a very large space for the memory care, open and accessible with lots of activities and interest points for them to either be active or passively involved with. And I'm loving that.
Yeah, we really look at that outdoor space as a destination. So it's a third floor terrace, very safe, very secure, but it really invites residents to walk through and explore versus go sit and stare at the sky. It's very interactive.
I think it's so important to give that outdoor feeling. So again, it's not a hospital. They are enjoying, they're feeling relaxed, they're not feeling stressed, that they need to get out of there. It's not a safe place, so I need to leave. And that's very common with people in later stages of their dementia. They want to leave. And so the focus would be that built environment to make it feel more comfortable so they don't have that urge and desire to always want to leave.
Now, Riverwalk Retirement, now this is right on the website, you can find this. Riverwalk Retirement Residence provides gentle, round-the-clock care and specifically designed programs for seniors living with dementia or Alzheimer's in a safe and secure environment. For family members, it is vital that they know that their family, their parents, their brother, their sister, are in a situation where they are going to be well taken care of. Jolene, what kind of procedures are in place? What kind of precautions are in place to make sure that people our family members with dementia and Alzheimer's mm-hmm. are safe?
Well, for one, our staff are very well trained, and we actually lean a lot on Karen for that training with her Cracking the Dementia Code training. So our staff, to begin with, are very well trained, very experienced. And then the environment itself, as I mentioned before, is a household model. So it is set up in a way that our terrace outside, our destination terrace, is safe. The one floor, the memory care floor, is a secured unit or a secured floor. The assisted living on fourth and fifth are not, but we expect there will be some people with memory challenges on those floors as well. We also have safety pendants or safety cords where residents can pull on those at any time, and we can locate them anywhere in the building, as well as for some residents, we do offer pendants or watches that they can wear to push for help, and they can be located in the building at any time as well.
And over and above that, there are regular wellness checks.
Oh, constant. Yeah. Yes, right. So we do on our independent levels, we check in once a day at least at the bare minimum. And with memory care and assisted living, it's multiple times a day, multiple checks. Our staff are so involved with our memory care residents, however, or our staff will be so involved with our memory care residents that there's a lot of one-on-one, a lot of activities happening. So there's constant supervision.
There are also facilities inside the residence itself, like a private dining room that's a little bit quieter. They have lounges that are a little bit quieter, not as much going on where they can go and enjoy their time.
With only 15 people per household, it's very intimate. It's very, very calm. I recently visited Verve's Shores of Port Credit back east, which has a very similar household model to us. And I asked to see the memory care. When I walked in, I didn't even realize I was in memory care. And I asked again, oh, this is great, but I wanted to see memory care. And they said, well, this is memory care. It was just such a great, beautiful, I wanted to sit down and stay, beautiful, peaceful, fun environment happening that I didn't even notice.
Karen, is this a relatively new approach to memory care and assisted living?
Well, it's been around for quite some time now, several years. Since I started in the field back in 1995, it was slowly starting to change. But by the year 2000, people were talking more and more about it. But it takes a lot of work to pull something like this together, and it takes a lot of changes with the mindset. So people who work in healthcare really need to understand the philosophies around dementia care and how different it is from the medical model. We're more focused on the person, so person-centric model. And it takes some practice. And unfortunately, not a lot of places are able to make the environmental changes that Jolynn is talking about the smaller environments for the smaller households, because, you know, we're familiar with the traditional models of long-term care or memory care where it feels like a ward. And that's what we want to avoid. And I'm glad to see more and more places thinking this way and trying to come forward with the best practices in dementia care, because we're on a rise here. We have more and more people being diagnosed with dementia, unfortunately. According to the Alzheimer's Society of Canada, 76,000 new cases are happening every year in Canada.
Do we know why that number is growing?
Not fully aware, because, like I said, there's different types of dementia, different reasons for that dementia to develop. But for something like Alzheimer's disease, we know that the main reason is due to age. Age is our biggest risk factor. The longer we're living, the more we're seeing cases. But again, there's many different types of dementia, variety of different things. There are some things we can do to prevent or delay certain types of dementia. And that's a whole other conversation. But all we can do with those that are diagnosed with a non-curable type of dementia is to get the education, to learn about this condition and learn how to cope through it and how to best support that person that we're caring for.
You know, I think what really sets Riverwalk apart here is that we offer this continuum of care. So people can move in with us. And should they need the extra help to move into assisted living or memory care, that's there. The goal is to keep people independent as long as possible, but the ability to age in place, not move again, be supported by staff who know you, care about you, that's in place at Riverwalk. And our specific memory care, I think what sets us apart is that household model, that intimate setting, absolutely beautiful dining room. Residents are not intimidated to go and eat in a big dining room with others and be portered down or escorted down and then escorted back. It's all in a home-like environment with well-trained, supportive staff taking a very resident-centric approach.
We're speaking with Jolynn Whidden, General Manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and dementia expert Karen Tyrell. Riverwalk Retirement Residence, riverwalkretirement.com. The phone number, 403-271-7244. The presentation center is beautiful. I really encourage you to check it out. Number 104, 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission, and it's open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. We'll be right back with Talk to the Experts on QR Calgary. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Steve Norton, and joining us in studio, Jolynn Whidden, General Manager from Riverwalk Retirement Residence. And on the phone, Karen Tyrell. She is a dementia expert. We'll be speaking more with her in this segment. Riverwalk Retirement Residence, 403-271-7244, riverwalkretirement.com. The presentation center is located at number 104, 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. It is open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Now, Karen, we've talked a little bit about the facility. We've talked about when our family members maybe are dealing with dementia, dealing with Alzheimer's, and it's time to move a family member into a residence like this. What is that transition like, and how can we assist?
So, of course, people affected by symptoms of dementia may not feel they need to move in. That is very, very common. But we know it's going to be the best place for them. So in our past, we have encouraged people to take that move, to give it a try. But using techniques like, let's just give it a try. It's a trial. It's not permanent. So when people hear permanent, we're packing up, we're moving the house, or we're selling the house, and you have to move here forever and ever, some people get really scared because, unfortunately, the brain can't comprehend and sort of visualize all the amazing things that will happen for them, whereas the families know this. So we may have to use a technique which I call therapeutic reasoning. And this technique is just helping them to smoothly transition, to make it feel that's not so permanent at the beginning. Come give it a try, Mom. See what you like, if you like this. And if you don't like it, we'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. Let's just try it for now. And once they're in, once they start to get to know the staff and they know that it feels more comfortable, then maybe we can start to say, okay, Mom, if you really love it here, let's keep this room because it's hard to get a room here. Everybody wants to be here. So this is a special room for you. Let's keep it. And then it just makes them feel a little bit more less stressed. And because stress can cause a person to have more changes to their behaviors in the later stages. And that's another big topic that I love to educate on, is what we do when we start to see those changes in behaviors. And I talk about that in my book, Cracking the Dementia Code, but I also talk about it in my workshops for frontline staff on how we can help them cope with those changed behaviors.
It's very important for family to be involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we need the whole team approach. So the staff are going to learn that we need to understand the reason behind their behavior. That's the big takeaway. We need to understand their reason. Is it because they're worried about finances? Is it because they're worried about not seeing their family anymore? Is it because of this? And so having the family involved in helping discover the reason why is valuable, so valuable. And of course, the team will need to get to know each of their new residents that live there and together work with, okay, once we know the reason why, let's get creative on what we can say or what we can do in order to help keep that person calm, keep them reassured and at peace. And so a lot of training is going to go into that and helping the families through every step. So even from the very beginning of, I don't know how to get my mom to accept this place, the team will be giving some ideas, some suggestions, even perhaps, why don't you come here for a little bit of rehab? Let's get that knee looked at. Let's do some rehab for that knee and see how it goes here. And then once they get familiar and comfortable and they really like the environment and the routine, then they'll be perhaps more interested in wanting to continue to stay and take advantage of all the wonderful support that is available at Riverwalk. So there's a lot of work of keeping the philosophies around dementia care, around person-centered, and understanding them and why the behaviors are happening, and then we get creative with solutions.
Karen Tyrell is joining us. She's a dementia consultant and educator, author of the book Cracking the Dementia Code, Creative Solutions to Cope with Changed Behaviors. She's the founder of Personalized Dementia Solutions Incorporated, and her website is dementiasolutions.com. We're talking Riverwalk Retirement Residence. The website is riverwalkretirement.com. The Presentation Center is located at number 104 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission, and we really encourage you to go visit the actual Presentation Center. It's about a block up the road from the residence itself, and the Presentation Center is open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. Again, give them a call, 403-271-7244. The staff would be absolutely happy to hear from you. Speaking of the staff, Karen, what kind of staff training is involved in a home like Riverwalk Retirement Residence?
So not only understanding what dementia is and how it can affect the brain, but again, knowing that there might be changes. They may become very worried one day, and they may go back in time. Sometimes that happens. They may worry they have to get to work, where unfortunately they're no longer working. So educating the staff on how to address that and how to best support that person using the best practices. So we'll be doing this workshop either in person or they can do this online at their own pace to all be on the same page. Because unfortunately, in a lot of places that support seniors, staff come in with their own training from years ago, but there needs to be a unified understanding of dementia and the practices and systems that should be used in order to help. So I love that Riverwalk is going to have everybody on the same page as we move forward to best support the individuals. And the families could also receive that exact training, that exact system on understanding dementia behaviors and what we can do about it. Of course, not everybody exhibits dementia-related behaviors, but it could happen, and we want to be ready for it.
Let's talk about some of the activities that are going to be offered at Riverwalk Retirement as we wrap up this program. Activities are so important for anybody in a retirement residence and a retirement home. Karen, what kind of activities are important for folks living in a home like this to enjoy?
My background is actually in therapeutic recreation, one of my first diplomas I took many, many years ago. And yes, having activities of interest, having meaningful activities that are also purposeful for these individuals is so vital. And from what I'm hearing, Riverwalk will be having these types of activities, whether it's the exercise component, the intellectual programming for them to stay cognitively stimulated, as well as some spiritual programming and different types of social programs, whether it's going to be the parties, the tea parties, music, entertainment. All of this is so important for a person's emotional and physical well-being. And I'm so happy to hear that this will be the focus, because if people don't have purpose or they don't have meaning in their life, it becomes a situation where they may develop depression. And that is not the outcome we want here. The goal is to keep them active, keep them involved, and doing things that they enjoy, whether it's getting out for that walk on their own or with a group, or it's having puzzles available, or having some other types of stimulation that is best practice for dementia care, similar to Montessori type of activities as well.
Karen Tyrell is a dementia expert. She's author of the book, Cracking the Dementia Code. Thank you very much for joining us today, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Riverwalk Retirement Residence offers a few different living options: independent living, assisted living, and memory care. And where memory care is concerned, Riverwalk Retirement Residence provides gentle, round-the-clock care and specially designed programs for seniors living with dementia or Alzheimer's in a safe and secure environment. Every resident's needs are met through specialized programming tailored for each individual. Specialized programs and care are safety-led and focused on reducing anxiety for residents and families. Riverwalk Retirement Residence, the website is riverwalkretirement.com. Phone number 403-271-7244. Give them a call. Better yet, visit the Presentation Center at number 104 2424 4th Street Southwest. It's in Mission. It's open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. JoLynn Whitten is the general manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence. JoLynn, as we wrap up, talk to the experts. Is there anything you would like to touch on about the Riverwalk experience?
Just that we're just so excited to be part of the Mission community and the Calgary community as a whole. We're very proud of the Cliff Bungalow Mission neighborhood, and Avenue Magazine recently called it the number one neighborhood for seniors, and we're just so happy to be there.
Thank you very much for joining us. Riverwalk Retirement Residence. The website is riverwalkretirement.com. Phone number 403-271-7244. Give them a call. The Presentation Center is beautiful. Check it out. It's located at 104 2424 4th Street Southwest in Mission. It's open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. The residence itself is just up the block or just up the road from the Presentation Center. Thank you again, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. We are talking about Riverwalk Retirement Residence. The website is riverwalkretirement.com. Phone number 403-271-7244, 403-271-7244. This has been Talk to the Experts on QR Calgary.